Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Ah! Didi Nishma Asimi Miros Yusuf Mordechai. You never know which one of those ahs goes on the radio. Yesterday I had an interview with Menachem Toker. He's a famous radio personality. And that's how he started off, with three of these. Three different shiurim. It's a little embarrassing. Okay. Rabbi Isai, big tikkun tos. A kid wrote me an email, tikkun tos, that the car cleaning business, you should know, is not in Manchester. He lives in Stamford Hill in London. And many people have been calling him up for this discount. And he's just getting, the phone is ringing off the hook, it says over here. Shai Spiro, since Tain is that base, Rabbi Isai, I don't know how to do it. Maybe somebody remind me. I want to pay him for two car washes. It's 15 euro each. For the tirch of picking up the phone, I caused him a lot of tsar, this kid. So to ruin his business yesterday.
Why'd you ruin his business?
I'm saying he's busy picking up the phone instead of cleaning cars. Big mazel tov to somebody from Manchester. Rabbi Isai, check this out. Shimi Leifman coming home to this amazing thing. 1,000 straight shiurim. Somebody made him a picture, probably his wife. Unbelievable. Chavay Rebbele, look what impact you have on these lechtige children. They're out with me for delicious supper at Essen Delicatessen on Coney for finishing Mesechtes Megillah with you. Bebrikas Chakosh V'Sameach. Reb Aryeh, checking out. We're all very proud of these kids. No, Rabbi said we're all very proud of them. It's a big thing. They should continue, you guys should continue learning more and more Mesechtes with Rabbi Chekhanau, without him, next year. Rabbi Isai, I have to read this because a few people spoke to me about this, and I have to explain a little bit. After I gave this whole whatever. I enjoy your shir, and the way you are spreading Torah across the world is incredible. I feel I must protest, make a macha, the lack of kovod haTorah that took place today. You mentioned a certain fellow calls are going at Sadik Marner of Shach Zitzal with the ragged, derogatory title Shach, and you said you understand his feelings. Chas v'shalom to say such a horrible thing in public. If that fellow is doing an Aveiro, why must you publicly advertise it? So, I got to explain, because right after Shir, Mendy came over to me and said, I was wrong. Look, I never said that he's right. I said that I could understand his pain. Somebody was pagan, his Rebbe, and he spoke about him like that. I don't say I condone it. I said that I didn't break my friendship with him because of it. And it didn't even bother me at the time because I realized where he's coming from. So all I was saying is you have to be open-minded. You don't have to break. I know a guy that stopped watching the shir because he felt that I didn't have enough covet for Eretz Yisrael. Because I didn't come back during the war. Stopped watching the shir. So he hurt himself. He's not learning Torah because Different people do different things. Everybody gets hurt. The Yetzirah has a lot of ways to break people up. Now, I want to tell you something. Here. I'm not a Lubavitcher Chassid, but I would never degrade the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Very good. When Gedolim have a disagreement and plain folks should stay far away from the Machloikis. Please don't justify that fellow's blood. I didn't justify it. You took it as a justification that I justified him? Mendy.
All you need to do is say it was a mistake.
No, it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't explained well. I didn't say that it's okay. I said, I named my son after Rav Shach, meaning I admire him. My father learned with him Chavrusa. I'm Litvish. I said that a guy called him like that, and instead of me going crazy on him and not being his friend, I said, let's keep on going. I understand where he's coming from. I have understand. I know why that guy's upset at me for not being the biggest Zionist. I know why the Haredi is upset. Why the Zionist? You have to just understand. Keep on going. There's many. We're 99% the same. We have one difference in Ashkafa. And don't make it your whole thing. That's the Yetzirah wants us. That's why this war started probably because of all the Machlokes going here in Klal Yisrael. So let's finish with that. Okay, but that's his problem. That's his thing. Hold on, and I'm not done yet. That's his thing. I'm just saying, talking about myself, not getting insulted by him, because that's all I was trying to say. I wasn't condoning his behavior when I didn't explain it well enough.
Even though I don't endorse this.
Right. Okay, so I didn't explain it well enough. Good. So that's why.
This was fine.
I have more chesroinus. Thank you. We'll talk about it later. Please don't embarrass me in Abu Rabin. When Gedolim have disagreements, you and most of you listeners know that Rav Shach was the undisputed Galah Ador. Now, this is not so partial what he's saying. In your circles, Rabbi Nachum Stern, and maybe in my circles, he was the undisputed Galah Ador. But there's Belz and Hasidim that didn't think like that. There's Lubavitchers that didn't think like that. And there's the modern Orthodox community that doesn't think like that. Please forgive me for these words. I'm pained to have written them, but a Yid must be moicha for the covenant of the Torah, and Rav Shach was Torah in our time. I wish you much bracha v'atzlacha. Menachem Stern from Lego, New Jersey. So first of all, no, but I just want to bring it out because if he said it and Mendy said it, then other people are thinking it, and I know this. Now I just want to say this. It happens to be, I'm happy that I didn't get upset at him, and he happens to be one of my best friends and one of the big things that happened out of MDY. And I just want to point this out. Do you see this? I use this every day. Shlomi Klein got this for me. Not one, 10 of them with 10 different this. Another thing.
What does it say?
It says it's geschmack to do the daf. It doesn't slip. It's slip-free. It's made out of leather. Expensive stuff. You see this? This is the Zmiris that I use every Shabbos. And so Shlomi Klein got it for me. It's embroidered with a samach for Stefanski. It's beautiful. Look, it has nice leather. I don't know if you can see. Maybe zoom in a little bit, Dave. And it's a nice piece. It's a really nice piece. So I said, okay, I was by somebody's house. I used somebody's house for Shabbos. I am going to buy them this bencher. Okay? I open it up. It says here, Prestige Embroidery. PrestigeEmbroidery.com. I go there. This set of benchers, 10 of them, $420. When he came to my house for Shabbos, $420. He didn't say a word. He didn't say, oh, by the way, it's a super expensive. I had no idea. I saw it's nice. I'm going to buy the... And then, but that's not his biggest gift. The biggest gift I got from him was 1 pound of cotton candy flavored grapes. Never had that before, never had it after. Unbelievable. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Anyways, I'm very happy that I didn't yell at him. My point is, Nachamol, be slightly more open-minded to other people and other Ashkafas, and we can bring Mashiach like that. That was my point. He sent me a 9.5 minute voice note. I never listened in my life to 9.5 minute voice note. Anything over 30 seconds, I don't even listen to. Who has time? 9.5 minutes now. But I listened to it. He said, listen, I listened to Yashir, and I'm making a macha. I'm not the same person that I was 2 years ago. I watched Yashir. I learned that there's other people besides Lubavitch. I used to think it's only Lubavitch and people that we can bring close to Lubavitch. I realized it's Litvak, it's this, that. I became your friend, the whole thing. I got to note, and he ends off saying, he says, Bezer Hashem, when I come to Eretz Yisrael, I want to go to Rav Shach's cave and ask him mechila. This is Kobe Goldschmidt at a chasana, mechakim lashir b'chatuna. He's waiting. He came all prepared with a giant screen. Rabbi Yisai, my car was hit by a drunk driver last night. Look at the sticker still stuck to the back over there. Give out. Baruch Hashem, all bumper stickers survived. Yes, he was hit by a drunk driver. Yes, you saved my life, but couldn't save my car. At least I have bumper stickers. Most loyal Talmud, Pinny Taub, Staten Island, New York. If you don't remember who Pinny Taub is, I don't know if I could get to the point where he says it. Let me just see. How do I go here? Oh, yeah. Pinny Taub, he had a trauma when he was a kid from a Rebbe. A real trauma. And he says over here, how do I get to the end? Are you able to fast forward this? Like all the way to Kimat to the end? I don't see my... He's the one in the center. You have it?
This friend who happens to be an Asula paramedic.
No. But how do I get to the end? Where do I see the...
Please come over right away.
No?
Soon.
Kitzer, he says in this video, he says that he owes the life, his life and his family's life to MDY. We saved him from his terrible trauma that he had as a kid. This is Pinny Taub in the middle. Anyway. Maybe Yosef will be able to get to the last part all the way at the end, like a minute before. He says, I'm looking in the camera, and I want to say to, okay, next. And finally, I'm in Numa for Rosh Chodesh. People go for Rosh Hashanah, some people go every Rosh Chodesh. This person looks really familiar. This is Rabbi Lit spotting. This is Lit from Nazir. I told him about Daf Yomi Nevrit, Chodesh Tov, Moshe Hamburg. He's a regular with the Shir. The Rabbi said, I just want to remind the Olam that the raffle is going to be on Sunday. So anybody who donated or still could donate $100 is in a $10,000 raffle. There's not that many people. Oh, at all. Big bizarre, and I have to say this. I said yesterday, the day before, I said, I can't believe that nobody sponsored for Yoshi's Art of the Day. Turns out it was a big mistake. It didn't show it on the thing. I don't know why. But you're not going to believe how many people actually pushed that button. It doesn't mean they sponsored for the Art of the Day. They put a, it says $180. 380 people. So I went from zero. I thought it's zero. 380 people sponsored Art of the Day. There's only 365 days in the year. It's 380 people sponsored. So Yishkoyach Gadol. I have to tell Yoshi, he doesn't even know this. I found out this morning. The Masechta sponsored anonymous for the safe and speedy return for all the hostages. Parnas HaChodesh, Rufur Shleima, Feli Melvin, Tzipori, Parnas HaChodesh, Linish Mazachai, Ben Moshe, Linish Mazachai, Bas Yosef. Parnas HaChodesh, Aaron Freyman, and Shubhiz, Chuz, for Rebellion, and continues to have the Shemayim teaching Torah to Klaes, Rol Amei. Parnas HaChodesh, Yosef, and Chayas, Sora, for all the schools that come from supporting them in that Torah. Parnas HaChodesh, Ben Yomin Rosenfeld, for Hatzlach, and business and all my endeavors. Parnas HaShavua, Rufur Shleima, Mordechai, Ben Esther. Parnas HaYoim, Malki and Gary Gartenberg, Zeichen Nishmas, Menachem Ben Tzvi, Philip Harris of Scranton. The Parnas HaYoim Hatzlochen in honor of Jacob Gindi, who looks forward to learning the daf every day. Hatzlocha Gdoilo. Parnas HaYoim, kudos to Chabad houses in Burlington, Albany, and elsewhere for being a haven for MDYers and others of all stripes to daven B'tzibur to and from the eclipse. From totality to reality, it's about the Yoimi. From those who benefit from this golden dove opportunity. You can only guess who that is. This is the Mumchen English. The Art of the Month, anonymous for Zchus, for an easy childbirth, for his daughter and healthy baby, and Parnas Hayoyim for the Art of the Day. Maybe he thought that nobody sponsored it. He said, okay. Tzvi Korlin, in honor of rebellion, everything he's done for me, Givaldik. Rabbi, huh? It's ready? Go all the way. Like one.
I just turned back to myself, and it literally saved me. And not only me, my family. I'm looking into the camera, Reb Eli. I hope this is going to go to you. But I have to show my Akoras HaToyf publicly, and I need to thank you. Thank you for changing my life. And saving my family.
Okay. Because he's the guy that had a drunk driver hit him, his car, but the sticker, the bumper sticker remained. And then somebody's telling me on Shabbos that they put the bumper sticker, it falls off in the wind. It probably saved part of the accident. It took some of the impact. says the Mishnah. Hamafkid moi says chaveroi, one of the easiest dapim in Masechtas Bava Metzia, one of the most geschmackest ones. Hamafkid moi says chaveroi. You give your friend money to watch. Siroron v'yevshilon la'achirov. He did something like this. He put it behind it. Now, we got to stop here. There's somebody in the shir, I'm not going to mention his name, who his father-in-law was a famous diamond dealer. And his father-in-law would go like with over $1 million worth of diamonds on his knapsack, put it right behind. And he'd walk in shows like that. But this guy's wife, how do I know the story to be true? Because this guy's wife used to walk behind her father to make sure that nobody's pickpocketing him. Right, Mandy? I mean, the daughter. This guy's wife was his daughter. Yeah. There's another Maisa in Yerushalayim, a guy that had a lot of money. He was a changer, money changer. So every day he would take the bus, but he would hold on to his bag like this. One day, a few guys came and they cut the bag and they ran. So he said, you know, I've been waiting for this day for 20 years. He always used to walk like that and put toilet paper in the bag and put the cash in the back. So they came, they snapped, they chopped his toilet paper. He gave his small children to watch the money. He locked them in there, but not the best kind of a way that they could get out. Chayav. Another one. Because that's not how you watch money. But if you did what everybody does, what's the norm? Potter, then you're potter. Says Gemara, Bishlam Mekulu, we have actually two cases. If you're talking about the case of giving it to your child, I understand why you're chayav, shleishimer, kederech hashoyim. But if you What about the case that he took the money and he put it in a knapsack? What else could he do? This pasuk is talking about Meiser Sheni. When you go up to Yerushalayim, you should hold the money in your hand. So the Torah is telling us, that's how you take care of money. You hold it in your hand. Yes, they're in a wallet, in some bag. You should hold on to them. A person should constantly have liquid cash ready. So Rashi tells us this is great business advice. People who have cash, they can pounce on deals when they come available. Think about Shlomi Rosenberg from, I think it's Shlomi, right? The guy, not Shlomi Rosenberg, that's from MDY. What's the guy's name? Kenny Rosenberg. The guy that bought a Lal. They're selling a Lal on a fire sale during Corona, and he jumped and he bought it. Son, this Israeli, oh, Maisa, he owns it now. If you have cash, put money aside to make a deal. When real estate falls, you jump and you buy. Those who are smart have the money on the side.
He's smart, he got MDY to the airline as well.
He's trying. He's smart, trust me, he's smart. And he's just last week, he said, I'm working on it. I'll tell you why it's difficult. Because the airline has everything preloaded for a month. So they don't do a daily upload. It has to go for all the planes. So they're coming up with a system that they could actually do it every day. It's very difficult. They prefer a shear that's already recorded last cycle and they put it all in Shalom Yisrael. Business advice. Take your money, divide into three. Shlish b'karka, buy real estate with one third. Ushlish b'prakmatio, and one third buy merchandise. Ushlish tachas yodoy, you should have one third available in cash. In 1971, Tavshin Lamed Aleph, Rav Moshe Feinstein came. He wrote a very sharp letter. He said, "All those who lost money now when the whole was going on with the fuel embargo, whatever was going on in the 71, I don't know exactly. There's some mess going on. People lost a lot of money." And he said, "The reason is because they took Divrei Chazal lightly." It says in Gemara, "Amafkid Daf Membeis Amud Aleph," that you shouldn't put all your money into one business. And if you think it's just Chachamim, it's a type of, that means you lack Yerushalayim. You should think about it in a more serious way. Bracha. So Rashi says something interesting. He says that it's misrabe ma'atzma. It multiplies. It becomes more on its own. If you know how much is in there, you won't have that bracha. If you don't know, if it's hidden from the eye, then you have extra bracha. Shenemar yitzav Hashem itchos abracha ba'asomecha. So we can learn the word asomecha samui. That's hidden. Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel and a bracha mitzuya la bedover sheina ayin sheletes boy. The bracha is only found in something that you don't see with the, you don't have an ayin on it. Ayin hara ayin. Shenem aritzav Hashem itcha it's a bracha basomecha. Tana rabbana. Hoi lech lama this garnoi. If you go to, it's interesting. I just realized this, that the word garnoi and in English grain, it's the same word. If you go to measure your grain garnoi, oimer. When you're on the way there, you say Yiratzay. Oh, we have a picture here of Eina Brocha Matsuya Vidova Samimanayin. If you have this $2 million Bugatti, make sure nobody sees it. I mean, what's the point of having it if nobody sees it? That's the whole Eina Brocha Matsuya. Hitchilamud. Once he starts measuring, Oimer, Baruch. Hashileach bracha b'kriyazeh. So if you were to read this Gemara, you would say, Baruch Hashileach bracha b'kriyazeh. But if you look into the Noisi Kalim, it says, Baruch atah Hashem alikeinu melech ha'ilam. You say, B'shem Hashem, Hashileach bracha b'kriyazeh. Modad v'achakach beirach. But once you already measured and then you made the bracha, that's our Gemara. We're being serious over here. Harezet fil Hashem. You just said Hashem's name in vain. Lefi she'ein ha'bracha metzuyo lo'i b'dovar shakol. If it's something that's weighed, you weighed it already, there's no bracha. Interesting. The Yerushalmi women, back in the day, they didn't want the doctors to weigh their babies when they were born. It says in the Gemara, there's no bracha in something that you weigh. Seriously, they made a whole thing out of it. Rabbi Yisrael Chayim Zarafah had to step in and say, no, it's been a shmart and moedan nefesh seichem. It doesn't apply in that case. We need to know how much the baby weighs to give it more this, more that. And then he said also an interesting thing. He said there's no ayin hara. You're worried about ayin hara. See, that's why you don't measure. There's no ayin hara from a doctor. The doctor doesn't have ayin hara. A nurse doesn't have ayin hara. Calm them down. They started weighing the babies again. V'loy b'dov ha'amadud, not something that you measure. V'loy b'dov ha'amadud, not something that you count. Counting, measuring, and weighing ruins the bracha. Ela, the bracha is there. B'dov ha'asomim in ha'ayin. Shenema yitzav Hashem itchas ha'bracha ba'asomecha. Omer Shmuel. K'safim. Ein lem shmira. Ela b'karka. Here we go. If you want to be yaitz your chiyuv, somebody gave you money to watch, the only way to do it, in the beginning, the Gemara understands the best way to hide the money. There's no bank. There's no, what are you going to do? Talking about 2,000 years ago. Hide it in the ground. The Bali Musar take this another step further. They say, listen, actually, this is a great picture for the Bali Musar. If you have a taiva for money, Ein lecha shmira elo b'karka, you think about your grave. This looks like a grave a little bit over here. It's kind of fine. Think about, you're not bringing anything with you, and it could help you deal with that taiva for money. K'safim ein lecha shmira elo b'karka. Omar Rava. Omoy de Shmuel be'erev Shabbos bin ha-shmoshois deloyat ruchu rabbanon. Shmuel admits that on Erev Shabbos, a guy gives you money right by Shkia time, ben Hashmosh, a little after Shkia, it's already Atot Shabbos, that you don't have to go out of your way to start digging graves and burying the money. Let Ruchu Rabbanon. I found this fascinating. The Anova of Reb Moshe Feinstein, somebody gave him Musar. I can relate to it a little bit. Get all the time. Somebody just wrote me an email. He says, you talk Hebrew like an old-fashioned person. What is your problem? Gemore. He starts saying, Gemore. It's Gemara. What's wrong with you? Kitzer. So he gives him Reb Moshe Musar. He says, I saw the Roshiva driving his car after Lichbenshin. It's a terrible thing what the Roshiva did. Other people can learn from the Roshiva. So Reb Moshe Feinstein writes back to him. He says, you saw me at 4:19. Shkia was at 4:31. What's the exact times that he said? 4:32 Ashkia, you saw me at 4:19. I could drive back and forth to the yeshiva five times and have to Yisrael Shabbos. Zero problem halachically, not for Marisayin, not for anything, when I drove. And then he finishes off. Here, maybe I'll show you. Somebody drove him. And then he says like this. I love the way he writes here. Nehenesi ma'oid asher malas kfoidoi nizdares l'kayim mitzvah t'chacha. Thank you so much for being mekayim the mitzvah of techacha. Bezrizus, mamish, it just like Motzei Shabbos wasn't even over. You already wrote me a letter before Abdallah. Fi daitoy, according to you, your understanding, uchus chein chein lemalas koyel the chasus shalom li lahakber Allah beloy neder. And he says, lo yesa oid mishas adlokas haneris bakar af sheb ein beze shemetz isur af loy mishum marasayin. I will be neither take upon myself because of your musar. I won't drive after Adlakas Neiris, even though there's zero reason to listen to you. Unbelievable. Another point, because it is Erev Pesach, I, Baruch Hashem, don't have this nisayon. Maybe once in my life I had it, but I know that the Olam does. If Erev Shabbos is a certain way, so Erev Pesach is Ben Benoy Shekav HaChomer. In Erev Pesach, the pressure in the house, making the charoises and the maror and cleaning the last this, and there's not enough food, and you're busy eating yogurts, and you're starving, and the kids are hungry, this, that. There's a lot of pressure in the house. And you can take this, here, the Chofetz Chaim says that there are people who take zero and make from it gold, and people that take gold and they make zero. What does that mean? He says you can take words that don't cost you anything and you could uplift somebody. You could manage, build somebody up. Or you could take words and write them a nasty email. No, that's not what he said. He said you can take Birkas HaMazon. Take Birkas HaMazon, which is their right son, just... So you're taking gold and making it nothing. Or you take something... So Mela, when it comes to Erev Pesach, just reminding the Olam, prepare a little earlier maybe, because you could take a golden opportunity of a mitzvah, of the hana, of the such a beautiful day of Pesach, and instead of making it a mitzvah, make it a huge avera and a big fights and always talking to each other, v'chulu v'chulu. Zog the Gemara, v'ish shalom etzoy Shabbos, shiru l'mikrinu. Now, you have somebody's money, you didn't have to put it away, Erev Shabbos is right before Shkia. Right after Shul, right after Motzei Shabbos, you have to go ahead and bury it. And if you waited enough time, shiru l'mikrinu v'loy kavrinu, and then somebody came and stole it, you waited a whole amount of time that it takes to bury, and you didn't bury, mechayev, then it's your chiyuv. V'itzur mirabanan, if the owner of the money is a Talmud Chacham, who savar dilma meboy leizuzi levdalto. Very interesting. A lot of people would be yitz. It's very expensive to buy a cup of wine. You don't even have the cup of wine. So everybody, the whole shul is yitz, havdalah in shul. But Talmud Chacham should be makbet to make their own havdalah. Perhaps he doesn't even have a cup of wine. He's going to come to you, take some of his money, and go right away to the store and buy wine for Avdallah. So you're allowed to wait a little bit for that. Says the Gemara, V'idna d'shchicha gashoshe. This is a gashoshe. They're able to knock. They know that people are hiding money in boxes under the ground. So what do? You take a piece of metal, and you start banging around, or if you have a metal detector, whatever, every generation their own thing. You take this piece of metal, and you look for some hollow sounds, and then you know that that's where they hid the money. There's no other way. Where are you going to hide the money? Everybody's hiding in the ground. So you go to a guy's house, you start banging around until you find the money. Ein lem shmira ela b'shmei kaira. Now, once you have this gashoshe guy, so the only way to do shmira is putting it above, in the ceiling. But there's people that break into the attics. So now you hide it within the bricks. Shmuel is the one that said that you must put it in the ground. So Shmuel says, even Shmuel would admit that in our days you can put it in a wall. You have these guys, like this dude, he has a special instrument to find money in a wall. Buried in the ground, one tefach from the ground, or within a tefach of the beams in the house. And it says, by chometz, right, Rabbi, so we're mamish, less than 2 weeks to Pesach. We know the pasuk says, "V'lo yirah l'chachamitz." There's an issur d'oraisa to see the chametz. So if the wall of the house falls down on top of chametz, it's as if you destroyed it. You took it out of this world. You don't have to find it. You don't have to take it out. If a dog can't find it, then you don't have to get rid of it. V'tana kamal chafitzas hakelav shloshet tvachim. It must be 3 tefachim down in the ground. Says Gemara, Hachamai, what about us? When it comes to chametz, it must be 3 tefachim in the ground. What about money? Is money different than a cookie? Says Gemara, Hachamai, mi bina shloshet tefachim, alay amalei, hosam shum recha, bina shloshet tefachim. Over there, we're worried about the dogs smelling it, right? We have the dogs that smell dollars, the dogs that smell drugs, the dogs that smell a murderer. They're able to find the murderer hundreds, thousands of feet into the forest, just following his scent that he from hours ago. So a dog could smell food, it'll pick it out 3 tefachim from the ground. We're trying to hide the money from a ganav. You don't need 3 tefachim. Bekama. Rav from the place called Sichra, tefach. 1 tefach down. That's it. So just a halacha regarding Pesach. Again, this is not something that I use. We lock the house and we go to the hotel. Unfortunately, I fought it. No, actually, I shouldn't say that. For years, we did do the Seder at home. When we lived in Chicago, I said, we'll go to the hotel, but after the Seder. I wanted my kids to at least, it's very hard in a hotel. Like, the running, coming from room to room, getting this afikam, that afikam. They don't know what Pesach was. They mamish, no cleaning, no. Okay, anyway. So, mamish, nebuch. So, I know you guys are crying for me. Never. Don't cry too much. Yeah. Anyway, those people whose wives clean the house or the cleaning ladies, so there's a good eitzah. If the, I just again ask your local rabbi, I'm throwing this out there. There's a concept called bdika. You have to check a closet. What if your wife really cleaned it? She used bleach and everything, and it's like mamish soaked with a vacuum. If she didn't do bdika, and it was like 30 days before Pesach, some people start the famous joke. What would happen if the wife asked her husband to clean for Pesach and the husband asked the wife to build a sukkah? What would happen? They would both start Erev Pesach. The wife would start building the sukkah Erev Pesach and the husband would start cleaning Erev Pesach. Yeah. So there are women that start cleaning Hanukkah time. Just tell me your wife, I'm sure. When does she start? Tell me. The whole year. The whole year she's doing it. So your wife, Lamashal, do you have to check certain areas? So the answer is, if she checked it for you, for Pesach, she said, I'm checking. Doing a bdiga, I didn't just clean it. I'm checking for Pesach. Then you don't have to, then you don't have to check it. That's all you is. I ain't chump. How gaver, the afkid zuzi. Otherwise, even though it's very clean, you might have to check it. How gaver, the afkid zuzi gebei chavrei. Person said to his friend, listen, I'm leaving. Do me a favor, hold on to this money. Oisvinu betzirfed urbine. Oh, first of all, I almost forgot this. This is a very, very important thing for Olam. I just saw this yesterday. It's the first time. I saw this the other day. But yesterday, somebody sent this to me. This is, of course, a public announcement for the Olam. Just to cover the Olam. There's a product that just came out for Pesach. If you guys, this is, it's running out of the stores quickly. So I'm here in, I don't know about America if they have it. Here in Israel, they have it. Here's the product. This is, if somebody needs 10 pieces of bread, they sell it in a box. It's a great company also. Ner Mitzvah, they do great stuff. The Menorah is all the pen. It has, of course. This is chametz l'kol ha'deis. There's some people, real bread is not chametz. This, and it comes wrapped. I had a better product. I was thinking that we should have the apple tags attached to these. No? Bread with the apple tags. So if you can't find it, no, nobody likes my idea. Okay, next. My boy said there's another product. This I showed last year. There's also salt water, about 99, not even a whole pound. It's not as cheap. You can get it, salt water, they sell in the store. Does anybody know how to make salt water? Seriously, I'm not joking. How do you make salt water? What's the best way to make salt water? What's the nafkamina community between that and what you do at home? Does anybody know? I'm giving the secret away. If you boil it with the salt, the water with the salt, then it absorbs much more salt. It's much more geschmack. That's their trick. So now, he's out of business, this guy. Never. All right, so now, huh? Concentrate? They sell concentrate.
Yeah, you just have to add water.
You just have to add water, yes. Right. It's true. He's 100% right. But obviously, not a lot of people like concentrate. 100%. That's the whole nekuda. Some people use concentrate, some don't. But there's two types. There's the regular salt and the concentrate for the water here. Okay. This is real. I put this in Google. I said I want a hut made from willows. This is a willow hut. Now you look at this. This is very flammable, right? It's dried willow. It's not volume. One little, somebody throws a cigarette there, it's all over. Ignov. So the guy put it where the hunters are, in the middle of the forest. He throws in, he puts the money there. Now no one is going to find it. Nobody in their right mind is walking around the forest over there. You're right, you saved it from the Gana of, but for a fire it's a terrible thing. Why? This is the famous sugya of have it. You put it in a place that's terrible, it's going to get burnt, very likely to get burnt. But at the end, there's something else that happened. Right? Oh, with the, I didn't show it, but the famous one with the sheep, they were in the rickety-rackety wall, and that wasn't a good shmir, but they ended up going underneath the wall. Even though for the fire it was a pshia, but for Ganav he did a good job. So if you're in his potter, you'd be potter calling this man down. At the end of the day, if you have a, you start off being neglectful and it ended up being a mistake, you are chayav. Says the Gemara, "Ugaver da afki zuzi gabe chavrei." Oh, Rabbi Yisrael, I almost forgot. Seriously, Going back to Shlomi Klein, I have to say this. He sent me a 9.5. Yosef, maybe if you could, seriously, maybe if you could take this piece and put it there, because I meant to say it. I was pushing it off to the end of the email. He sent me a 9.5-minute voice note. I never listened in my life to a 9.5-minute voice note. Anything over 30 seconds, I don't even listen to it. Who has time? 9.5 minutes now. But I listened to it. He said, listen, I listened to Yashir, and I'm making a macha. I'm not the same person that I was 2 years ago. I watched Yashir. I learned that there's other people besides Lubavitch. I used to think it's only Lubavitch and people that we can bring close to Lubavitch. I realized it's Litvak, it's this, that. I became your friend, the whole thing. I got to note, and he ends off saying, he says, Bezer Hashem, when I come to Eretz Yisrael, I want to go to Rav Shach's cave and ask him mechila.
Forgot to say this.
I forgot? No, because I kept on pushing it off. I kept on pushing it off. Seriously, I apologize. I was talking about the benchers and the this and the that. I got all confused. Huh?
Don't move. They keep in here. Then people will be forced to go back and listen to the emails.
Yeah, but they're not going to know it's here. In his, for his COVID, we should put it over there so that people don't think. Anyway. He said he became a lot more tolerant, a lot more this. That was the whole thing. A good thing. I would have kicked him out. I said, let me out of your car. He called him, whatever. Says the Gemara. This is a good question. Think about this question before you see the end of the Gemara. If you forget where you hid your friend's money, right? Where do you hide? In the ground. You have 25 acres. You hid it somewhere. How many times did it happen to you that you hid something, you don't even know where you hid it? I'm right now looking for something I hid last week. I have no idea where it is. Bemis. I hope not. Peseder. So, are you a Peseder or not for not knowing? I don't know where I put it. If you don't know where you put it, zil shalem, it's a pshia, you're negligent, pay. Somebody had his friend watch money. He gave it to his mother. The watcher gave it to his mother. Is that okay? Rabbi Isai, could you give money to your kid to watch? Somebody gives you $1,000, you give it to your kid, and your kid loses it. Yes or no? Good or not? We forgot the Gemara. We're going
to
read it, and you're going
to
say, oh, yeah. He gave it to his mother, not the kid. Is the mother like a kid? And she put into a box. And got stolen. So we have a number of stories that have this thing. What are we going to do? We have a little bit of a dilemma. If we tell the guy, you were a shomer, shamas al shomer, yeah, this case right over here. One shomer gave it to the other one. And then comes a ganav and steals it. The halacha is, you're chayev. So why did you give it to your mother? Omar is going to say, daf min beis amit beis. Kol ha-mafkid, adas ishtoyu bonavu mafkid. When you give someone something to watch, you have in mind that he's probably going to have his kid or his wife. So over here, he's going to have his mother watch it. Reb Moshe Feinstein talks about over here, because of kol ha-mafkid, adas ishtoyu bonav, something that I would have never have thought. If somebody hires you as a mashgiach kashrus in a factory, it's adas ishtoy also, he says. You can take your wife and have her sit in for you for a few days. That's what he says. The stam as a good maisa for Lakovit today, the briskerov, somebody asked him what?
It's to
check, to make sure of this. But he goes into the whole thing. You can't give her a job if the owner of the company has to come from another sort. Okay.
But as
yes, halavai. The briskerov, she did. She did a whole challah baking thing. The briskerov, somebody asked him, what are you supposed to be mechaven for matzah? When you go to matzah baking, what should I do? How should I be mechaven? So he told them you should be mechaven. You know that lady, that elderly lady that's doing this, and she's maybe an almana. Be very careful not to hurt her feelings. That's what you should be mechaven. That's the biggest kavana. And just yesterday, somebody said that they're doing the Birkas HaIlanos now. So he invited me to his house, Birkas HaIlanos. So there's a famous maaser, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, used to go to an almana. They were doing Birkas HaIlanos, and the almana had a tree. So one time he said, Rebbe, isn't it better to do Birkas HaIlanos when there's two trees, not one tree, and this tree is a little bit weak already? He said, when I go there, the almana is watching me from the window, and she has special hana. I'm a kind of mitzvah d'oraisa. It's much better for Hashem that I'm being kind of mitzvah d'oraisa, maybe not with the best tree, but I'm helping out the almana. Okay, Zog the Gemara. Maybe the mother should pay. She was negligent. Amra. He never mentioned to me anything about that it's he's a shomer. He just gave me money. He said, take it. So Neimelei, so let's go back to him. Why don't you tell your mother that it's yours? So, if she knew that it's something that he's watching, she'd be very careful. If she knew it's her son, she'd be even more careful. So, Lemaisa, like the famous Maisa with Reb Shlomo Shvedron, he sees a kid getting really hurt. You know, something happened to him, broke his leg or something, so he picks him up, comes down and starts walking with him to the doctor. So this grandmother screams out, Rebbe, Rebbe, don't worry about it. That's the lesson you wrote in your book?
It's cool.
Merike, don't worry about it. Biz the chasen of it, it's getting naribe, whatever, till the chasen is, don't worry about it. Okay, and he gets closer to her, all of a sudden she realizes that it's her grandson. She started screaming, oh, what's going to be with my grandson? He said, oh, when it's your own kid, all of a sudden you care. If it's somebody else's kid, biz the chasana. So over here, yeah, her own kid should do a bigger shmir. There has to be two shavuos here. First of all, he has to swear that he gave it to his mother. Okay, once we know he gave it to his mother, then she swears, that she put it into a box and it was stolen from Potter. And the potter. Oh, I've been troubled. The asma, the zovan, the toyer, the asma, master, the bakara. Oh, sponsors. Innovations. In honor of my uncle, Rebbe Chonon Pressman, and the schuz, Rakim Simcha Ben Feiga. Official mitzvah motivators. In honor of the Lehman's for sponsoring Sfarim for the daily Ner Talmud learning. And the Gorsman brothers for the yarsis of our grandfathers, Hachover Moshe Ben Yerachmiel Olav Hashalom. And original real Yaki. And a Rabbi Eliezer Moshe Ben Shema Zetzal. Reb Shema Zetzal. That's his name. Shema. There was an apotropos in charge of the orphans, the Yisoyimim. He went out and bought them a tractor. He bought them a bull. What do? He's not. He's just in charge. By the way, I have a little. Okay, we don't have that much time. It says, it's actually very funny. The two people I'm named after were the sponsors from the Beis, Eliezer Shema. The correct name is Eliezer Moshe Ben Shema Gwertzman. I'm a second cousin of the Gwertzmans. When I got married here in Israel, the Rabbanut didn't believe that Shema is a real Hebrew name. Rab Arnold, Efrat, Israel. Kisses, we got a different from different places. That's his name. I got from the Gwertzmans. Okay. Rabbi says, here's a picture of this bull that he bought. You can see the teeth are on the floor somewhere. A hotnish kein tzener. He doesn't have teeth. He didn't have what to eat with. Umis, and he died. Rabbi, one more thing. I know it's one of these dapim full of stuff. How many people in this room thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their teeth in the last year? Ashi!
I do. I thank you for everything.
No, everything doesn't count. When did you say, Hashem, thank you for my teeth? Everything is too general.
Yesterday morning.
For teeth. Yeah, givaldik. Rabbi Victor Miller was once in office, and the nurse says, here, Rabbi, take this cup, put your dentures in the cup. He says, I don't have dentures. She says, yeah, I know. They all tell me the same thing. I'm going to turn around, you put it in. He says, no, I really don't have. Then he asks her the question. He says, when was the last time you thanked Hashem for your teeth? Think about it. You have teeth that cut the food, then they chew the food, then they do this. There are different types, different that. He said, I thank Hashem every single day. I don't know if he said once, three times, whatever he said. And that's why I have a beautiful mouth of teeth. Says the Gemara. Omar Rami Bar Choma, Heichin Adayne Dayonid Lahaydina. What should we do? Name it, we have a big dilemma here. The Apitropos bought a lemon. He bought an ox that doesn't have teeth and it died. The guy that sold it to him sold him a lemon. We have a third person. In your minds, who's the most responsible here? The shepherd that watches the animal? The guy that bought the animal or the seller? Who's the most responsible, Rabbi Yisai? Again, the seller, the buyer, or the guy taking care of the animal? The Gemara is going to tell us the guy taking care of the animal, he's the most responsible. Interesting. If you tell the Abitrobas, go pay, you bought a lemon. Omar, I know the Bakar Besarte. It's not my responsibility. I gave it over to the shepherd. And if you tell the shepherd, you tell the shepherd, pay. Omar, I know about the Torah. What should I do? I put him with all the other bulls. I gave him enough food. I didn't know that I have to sit there and watch him chew. What do you mean? The shepherd is considered Shem Sachar. He gets paid. He's working directly for the orphans. He should have made sure that everything is working condition. Says Gemara, Yikip said to the Asim Ochanami, you're right. Typically speaking, if the Yisoyimim lost out here, we would go to the shepherd. So, the halacha is the shepherd is responsible. That's the end of the story. The Gemara says, V'achamai skinon. We're talking about a different story here. The Lekip said to the Yasim, there's no loss for the Yisoyimim. That's Kichula Mari the Torah. They bumped into the original seller. V'shokol Yasim Zuzimine. They complained to him and he paid them back. Eloman Kotoyin. The Gemara says, Heichene Daino Haidina. How should we pass it? So who's suing who? Explains the Gemara, Mare the Torah the Katai. Mare the Torah the Katai. The owner, the seller is complaining. He wants money from the Apitropos. He should have notified me that I sold him a bad bull. Now, if you're thinking for a second, oh, wait a minute, you sold somebody a car. So the buyer has to notify me that the transmission is no good. You know about the transmission, not the buyer. So that's what the Gemara asks. May Mudinlay, may the other make a chtos havi. What do you mean? He sold it. He should have known that there's no teeth. No, he doesn't know. Why? Bisafsiro de Zova Mahocha Mizabin Lahocha. He's just a middle guy. He's a dealer. He never actually looked inside the mouth of this bull. He buys and sells within minutes. So he didn't know. Hilkoch, what do we do? Mishtabi iu de Laviyoda. The dealer, the seller. He has to make a shvua that he didn't know what's going on with the teeth. Umishalim bakoro, and the shepherd ends up paying dmei basar bezal. He has to pay 2/3 of this animal. It says umishalim bakoro. No, bakoro means a shepherd. He's the one that he. Yeah, that's the Gemara says. No. That the Gemara says. That's what I said. It's funny. That's not what we would think. Mar says he's a Shemesh Sachar. The Roy is a Shemesh Sachar. He needs to check. He needs to know. How gavet the afkid kishuso gavet chavrei? This is hops. You make beer out of hops. And he said, okay, watch my hops. Have a lady, did they not carry the kishuso? He had his own pile of hops. He's a wealthy guy. He makes beer. Omele the sarasei mahai rame. I don't know if you ever had the big opportunity like I had. My son, my older son, he said, I want to make beer. He comes to the house, big barrel, and he starts putting hops in there and things, and you get these, you can make it. I said, what are you doing? Just buy it. No, it tastes better, the whole thing. Before I know it, he has a bottling machine, because you know, he's going to have a lot of beer, he's going to sell beer, a whole cheshbon. He bought these pieces of metal that you just, you know, and you have a thing that just goes on the bottle of beer, a whole mysa. Gets there, finally, the beer's ready. No, you couldn't drink. It was like not drinkable. So we'll try it again. Because now we're left in our house. We have like barrels and machines. And he moved on to Miami. Okay. Shkoyach. How I know? But he got rid of the cats. Rabbi saying got rid of the cats. Because the baby got rid of them. Only Sarasay. Mahai Rami. So he tells his guy that takes care of his house. He says, I want you to take from the right pile. The right is mine. The left is I'm watching. He didn't say it. He says, take from the right. Of course, the guy goes, messes up, takes from the left. How do we paskin over here? If we tell the owner, the shomer that has two piles here, Omar, he could say, I know I'm absolved from this. I told the guy where to take from. I said, take from the right. He didn't listen to me. So what do you do? Go to the guy in charge of the house. You messed up. He told you to take from the right. Omar. I personally learned a lot from this line over here. I don't know about you. This is like the email that I read with when I said the Rav Shach to me. He said take from the right. Oh, but he never said don't take from the left. You hear what's going on here? You tell your kid, take from over here, and he doesn't listen to you. He takes from here. He's right. He could have a taina. You think that he's thinking like a Gemara cop. I said take from the right, meaning not from the left. No, person doesn't have to understand that. You said take from the right. You just give me an example. There's other things you can take from the left also. There's no metoich heina to shemei alav. There's no such thing. Omar, loyomar li mahai romei mahai lo timi. He didn't say don't take from the left. He just said take from the right. Okay. Vidashal shirli suyle. Let's say one pile is in Rishlaim. One is over here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. You see that it's taking 2 hours to get back. Obviously, it took from Yerushalayim. That's the pile you shouldn't be taken from. Shouldn't you say something? Says Gemara, but no, they're together in Beit Shemesh, so there's no way to know which one came from where. So if so, if that's the Gemara, why shouldn't he pay for it? This Shomer might say the Ika. He has no loss. He has nice beer now that he gained everything from the pile of hops that he shouldn't have been using. So just give back the hops that he used. The beer spoiled. He had no benefit from it. So he doesn't have to pay if he had no benefit. There were thorns in the beer. So therefore, there was thorns in the beer. So the beer is not that good. You get some sort of benefit. So at least you pay the minimal benefit. Have a wonderful day.